This is Eric Bibb, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Who would expect a fade at the end of that great track? Eric Lindell opening up The Raven and the Blues with a track from his brand new album about to be released, coming out in about a week's time, called Revolution in Your Heart. And there's a track called The Sun Don't Shine, which is very true in some areas. Hasn't shone for me over the last 4 or 5 days, as I've been in the hospital bed and the sunshine doesn't make it through to there. And so therefore, a little bit later than usual, it normally is on a Friday afternoon, it's now August Bank Holiday Monday, but I'm out of hospital, for the while anyway, and able to play some tunes. Actually, I will do it now. Chris Sturgis, who I believe... I've got another listener in America called Sturgis, but I can't think who and where they are. I think Chris is new because he's wrote to me this week. He's from Palo Alto in California, and he said, please excuse me for writing. I'm a long-time listener, and you've always done your shows live from wherever you've been. I've heard you from parts of the Mediterranean and the Caribbean, which is true. And every time I've been traveling, I've taken the gear with me and done a live show from somewhere in the world. And he said, why aren't you doing it from hospital where you are? I did think about it when I first went into hospital at the beginning of August and was stuck in there with nothing to do. I took the gear with me and thought, I'll do the show here. I can't. I'm sitting in bed, nothing to do. I'm on a drip. You know, I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. So I'll just do the show. And I looked around the ward and there were 5 other guys in the ward, all mature, in other words, old like me, but generally speaking in poorer health than I was. And I thought the last thing they want to do is hear a cheery voice down the end of the ward. They won't hear the music, they'll just hear me chatting away. And so I gave it some thought, and I couldn't really whisper, hello, I'm in hospital. It seemed a bit silly. So therefore I decided that if I'm in hospital, I'm not going to do a show, hence the reason for the delay this week. Okay, Eric Lindell opening up the programme. Here is another new release. Ain't No Lady is the album. Sister Susie is the artiste. And here she is with Just Like an Old Dog.
Your woman don't quit too bad. And you try to come back to me. Say no, 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 no.
barking up the wrong tree. Now you're just like an old dog, you're barking up the wrong tree. Just like an old hound dog, barking up the wrong tree. And I'm telling you, daddy, there's nothing you can do for me.
It's a long time since I barked up the wrong tree. Sister Susie making her debut on the show from her brand new album coming out this weekend, actually August the 31st. The album is called Ain't No Lady, and that's Just Like an Old Dog. Now, to me, that sounded so American. The instrumentation, the whole sound of the track itself, it sounded so much like a US release, but it's not. Sister is from the UK, and the album is released here in the UK on Proper Music, and it's lovely. Ain't No Lady is the name of the album, coming out at the end of the month, and Just Like an Old Dog. Staying with the ladies and staying with new albums, Sari Shaw has a new album coming out very soon, and she's given quite a few of us in the DJ world an advanced track so we can play it and listen to it and play it for you. So the album is Never Say Never, coming out, I think, in about 3 weeks' time. Here from that album is Thank You.
Well, baby, thank you for silence.
That is so much rockier than her previous album. It's the new one from Sari Shaw, Never Say Never, and that's a track from that called Thank You, and her album is due in some, I guess, 3 or 4 weeks' time or thereabouts. Let's leave the current releases and go back to an album from last year, which isn't really blues, it's more rock with a hint of blues, but I've played many tracks from it, and a gentleman has got, I know, many fans across the blues fraternity who listen to The Raven and the Blues. It's Robert Plant, his album Carry Fire. This last 7 days, I've sent so many private emails to people, listeners to the show, and normally it's all done by Facebook or done by one general email, but lots of private messages this week. And if you've received one of my private emails, this is for you.
Darkness through the night. Not evermore will keep reminding. Our journey's long, the flame is bright. And if there's one more time I can dance with you, let me dance with you tonight. It's the last chance our hearts will dance into a lover's night. Out in the land of never ending, the rich great, the roar of life, we shared a world forever changing, through dancing days and wondrous nights. Secret places reveal the magic of the land. All bound by blood and lipstick traces, till time conspired to steal our crown. And if there's one more time I can dance with you, let me dance with you. Dance with you tonight. It's
Fabulous album came out, I guess, towards the end of last year, beginning of this, probably last year. Robert Plant, Carry Fire is the album, and Dance With You Tonight. One of my favourite artists for many, many years, and never leaves the top five, really, is a gentleman who's misunderstood, not misunderstood, a gentleman who isn't appreciated as much as he should be here in UK, and yet outside of UK, in Europe and especially in America, he is the bee's knees. Which is such a pity because there's been a big festival at Colne this last weekend, which I was supposed to be there running the radio station, but sadly wasn't because, as you know, I was in hospital. But it's a huge festival, one of the UK's biggest festivals, and yet James Hunter never appears there because he's not really a big draw in the UK. Put him into the States and put him into Europe, and yes, he'll fill 3,000 or 4,000 seater venues, but which is really very sad. The prophet misunderstood in his hometown in a way. His album, which came out in the spring of this year, is called Whatever It Takes. And for all the fans of James Hunter, and I know there are many, this one is for you. I Should Have Spoken Up.
Tender word too few, came a half a day too late. Now she's set for pastures new, and she ain't about to wait. She's climbed aboard that midnight train, but my tears will never stop. I guess I should have spoke up. Oh, oh, oh. I surely would have told her if I thought she needed to know. If I'd known the words to hold her, I'd never let her go. The shame is mine for how much time, the pain it took to cry. I guess I should have spoke up. Oh, oh, oh. Sorry, don't have no regret. If you love somebody, tell them every chance you get. If I knew then what I know now, I'd have more than I got. I guess I should have spoke up. Oh, oh, oh. I guess I should have spoke up. Whoa, oh.
You know, in food, there are some dishes which are lovely, but you wouldn't want to eat every day. Well, in many respects, every household, every person should have a James Hunter album in their collection, because there are times that only James Hunter will do. Whatever It Takes is the album, James Hunter Six the band, and I Should Have Spoken Up. What we're going to do now is three covers, all of them newish from this year, but nevertheless covers they are. And let's start off. I mean, they're all sort of old favourites, which I love. And because I didn't have a full day to put the show together and plan the show like I normally do, it was kind of get home from hospital, settle down, have a proper night's sleep, no cannulas, no drips, no tubes going into my arm, no ECGs, all the rest of it. And so a good night's sleep, and then sat down, chose some records, and here we are. So yeah, three covers, one by one. Here's the first one. Archie Lee Hooker and the Coast to Coast Band from their album from this year, Bright Lights and Big City.
Born on this little farm, outside the city you see. Left the cotton fields and the plantations behind me. headed for the bright lights. Big city, Memphis, Tennessee. Caught that Greyhound on Highway 49. 61 Highway, big city down. Even through Mississippi.
Sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money.
Away, so lovely, written by Peggy Lee back in the 30s and 40s. Off the album Black Coffee from this year, Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa, and Why Don't You Do Right? And before that, well, I've got two options, really. One is I can pretend you didn't listen and therefore you don't know and you didn't notice the boo-boo, or I can come clean. And when I played you Bright Lights in Big City by Archie Lee Hooker and the Coast to Coast Blues Band from their new album Chilling, I said it was a cover because I thought it was. I listened to a few seconds of it, thought, oh, that's nice, and I know that. And then when I started to play it, I realised it had nothing to do with the original from the 50s, Bright Lights in Big City, and it was brand new and it was by them. So I've come clean, so it wasn't a cover. But the Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa was a cover, as is this. John Mayall, the album Three for the Road and Big Town Playboy.
You go find yourself a job. I told her New York's okay, but the times are just too hard. She said you're lazy. That's one thing my woman don't enjoy. I told her everything's okay. Ain't nothing but a big time playboy. She said you walk the streets all day and you won't come home at night. You know now. Johnny boy, you ain't be treating me right. I said, you're too lazy. That one thing my woman don't enjoy. I told her everything's okay, but I ain't nothing but a big time playboy. She said, you shop every day. I don't understand. If you don't get yourself a job, I'm getting myself another man. Thank you.
Lovely stuff. I was going to say recorded live, but you can hear that. That's John Mayall from the album at the beginning of the year, Three for the Road, and his version of Johnny Jones's Big Town Playboy, which Johnny was a member of, whose band was it? Tampa Red. He was in Tampa Red's band, wasn't he? And he wrote it while he was with the band. So it would be one of Tampa Red's set pieces as well, but good stuff. And a track covered by many, many people over the years, including Omar Kent Dykes, who actually named an album with that particular track. Okay, it's not easy making a living in the music business, and especially in the blues field, as any blues artist will tell you. So much time and money is spent in travelling to gigs and buying gear and getting the van on the road. It's the same everywhere in the world, I agree, but here in the UK it seems to be particularly tough, and sometimes you look around and think, why am I doing this? And it's also difficult when you are often one of many, many people. And we've had, over the last decade or so, a spate of guitar slingers, young guys, great guitarists, good songwriters, good voices too, but nevertheless lots of them. A couple have gone their own way and done different things. Mitch Laddy springs to mind. But for many of them, you know, they are all in the same sort of pigeonhole together, which is not easy. One person who has left the pigeonhole, so to speak, with his new album is Ben Poole. Ben's a good-looking guy, often stripped to the waist on stage, and he can do. He's got the figure for it too, and very much a kind of a blues rock guitarist and vocalist. With his new album, he's changed dramatically. I think it's absolutely fabulous. He may lose a couple of the hardcore rock fans along the way, but I think he'll pick up many, many more new fans with the new album. If it's something which you wouldn't normally listen to, thinking, oh, Ben Poole, I know his work, think again. Go back, or not go back, but go to the album, listen to it. It's on, obviously, iTunes and Amazon and places like that, and then buy it. It is just so good. So many different themes and genres within the album. And this one really struck me when I first heard it, and I've sort of saved it for this week. And see who it reminds you of. Ben Poole and a track called Found Out the Hard Way.
time.
The album is new, it's called Anytime You Need Me. All the time, all the time. Ben Poole from the UK. And it would be invidious to make comparisons, and so I won't, but if it reminded you of a particular band from the 80s and the 90s, it did me too. I'll give no clues apart from you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. But to me, lovely stuff. And that's indicative of the whole album. And if you like that, you will love the album. Okay, on with albums from this year. Love Is an Army, Jennifer Magnus, and Down Below.
Dying day, I would say, but then you'd know that I was meant for down below. Say my name, you'll see. When the devil cries, he's a lot like me. So darling, just go to sleep, and I'll go back to the cold, dark deep. Down below, that's where I'll stay. Down below, to my dying day, I would stay. Down below. Down below, that's where I'll stay. Down below, till my dying day, I would stay. But then you know that I was meant for down below. Whoa.
Jennifer Magnus. Love is an Army, the album from the spring of this year, and Down Below. A bit further forward into the summer of this year, and somebody making their debut on the show when it came out, but I've featured many tracks from it since, is it's looking at my arms. I've had so many cannulas and blood samples taken. There's not a bit of my arm which is now you can use. I think I'm going to have to, for the next blood test next week, it's going to have to be the middle of the back or something. So it's not bruisey, it's breezy. Breezy Rodeo and Make Me Blue. Don't do nothing but make me blue. It's just so untrue. Breezy Rodeo and the album Something Sometime the Blues got me and Make Me Blue. This one came when I was away in hospital. It's an album called Straight Jacket from Jeremiah Johnson, and I love this track. It's called Getting Tired.
Stone grave on a piece of land about 6 feet deep. Time and plan, I'm gonna keep on keeping on until judgment day. Getting tired of getting old, yeah, it's getting old. I'll never get it back. I got a hot metal stone, walled down and cracked. I'm gonna keep on keeping on until judgment day. Getting tired of getting old, yeah, it's getting old, feeling tired.
headstone grave on a piece of land. That's my 6 feet deep. Time and plan. I'm gonna keep on keeping on until judgment day.
Wonderful. Lovely line in that. Getting old, feeling tired. Getting tired, feeling old. Jeremiah Johnson. The new album released in this next couple of weeks called Straitjacket. I'm not the only one who is not feeling too grand at present. A person I love dearly. Not love in that respect, but just love, if you know what I mean. Her partner David is bigger, younger and stronger than I am. It's Kaz Hawkins. Kaz is a real trooper, and she was in France at a festival last weekend. Not feeling too grand, but stuck it through, which probably she shouldn't have done really, but did, and ended up with a bad case of pneumonia. And she's on the mend now, thankfully, but everybody's been saying to her, Kaz, take it easy. We need you, which is so true. Here she is with Sam York, live at the Park Avenue in Belfast, and St. Louis Blues.
He done left this town. home.
Wonderful. Cass Hawkins, who hopefully is recuperating and not going out and working. Cass Hawkins and Sam York on piano from live at Park Avenue from the early part of this year and St. Louis Blues. Okay, we close the programme with something very different. As I mentioned, a couple of other chums haven't been too well, and this is a gentleman who I call him a good friend, but I guess we all have them in a way. People we meet often later in life who... we're kind of glad we never met them when we were 20, because if we had, our lives would have been just totally different. We'd have gone off and done things. Our life would have taken a different turn. We'd probably been dead by now as well, mind you, as well. But they never. I met Peter Elliott 5 years ago. I guess it would be up at Hebden Bridge. And we've met, I think, four times since. So you can't call him a regular good friend in that respect. We've spoken probably for a dozen times, no more, including text messages and emails and the like. And yet... he's like a brother, in a way. And he's not too well either, but he sent an email or a message while the programme was running, talking about good to have me back on the air, and how it would be a good idea that if I played this particular track on... He didn't say on the programme, he just sort of said, I think you'll enjoy it. So I gave it a quick listen to, and I thought, well, yes, it's not something I would normally play, but I hope you'll trust me and think, yeah, I can see this and perhaps even get a laugh from it as well. It was a friend of his who was in hospital who sang it to all the nurses all the time. I'd like to thank you for giving me an hour of your time this week. Hopefully the NHS, the National Health Service in the UK, won't grab me next Thursday as they did last week and whisk me inside again. And I'll therefore be with you on time next Friday with some new tunes and some conversation and stuff like that. But... website is ravenblues.co.uk, and the website to go to for subscribing to the programme, getting it automatically, is raven.libsyn.com, raven.libsyn.com. Thank you for giving me an hour of your time. I'll talk to you in a week's time. From me, bye-bye. Boy, I'm a
somebody, I need some rest. Oh Lord, I'm so depressed. Oh Lord, I'm so depressed.